A lot of caregivers feel trapped or helpless because they're stuck giving care. That's a difficult thing to deal with, and very oftentimes it leads to depression. Stress relief is critical. You've got to handle the stress as you go along. You can't let it build up because it's just going to create more problems for you down the road. But here's something that you really need to focus on because it's important. Venting. A lot of people do it, mostly women. Let's be honest about that. And most of the caregivers in this country are American women. But venting is something that you do with your emotions. It's something that you delve into, and it gets you all riled up, and it gets you all fired up, and then it's a release for a lot of people. But the problem is, in caregiving, you're going to have constant obstacles in your way. You're going to have problems cropping up left and right. And the reality is, the better that you can address these problems and these obstacles with fixes, the better you're going to handle the duties that you've got to do. So in other words, if you get bogged down by venting your emotions over every little thing, you're going to spend an awful lot of time being miserable. If you focus your attention on fixing the problems and you say, you know what, I'm not going to let my feelings get in the way of this. I'm going to take care of this now, and I'm going to find a solution that works so that everybody's happy. Very oftentimes your problems are going to fade away because you're going to fix them. And then you don't need to vent your feelings because your feelings feel better already. You're starting to feel like a success. The more you build on those successes, the better. When you hear the phrase, doctor, doctor, it hurts when I do this, you know the answer is, then don't do it. So in being a caregiver, the more that you fix your problems, the less you'll have to vent about, and the better you'll feel about the care that you're giving, because you're building your own self-esteem by actually solving problems. Give that a try. See if that helps relieve some of the problems that you're having in your caregiving. And as always, feel free to contact me if you've got issues that you need to deal with that I can help you with.